Chapter 8. Perform Joint Roles. Chapter 8 discusses the theater army performing the joint roles of a joint task force or joint force land component command. First, the chapter discusses the theater army design. Then, it discusses the joint task force headquarters and examines historical examples and scenarios for which a theater army may be a possible headquarters source. Next, the chapter discusses the Theater Joint Force Land Component Command, a command designed to coordinate and synchronize land forces for the GCC. The chapter concludes with a discussion of LISCO. Theater Army Design. The Theater Army is designed to support the joint force as the ASCC to the GCC. The Theater Army provides the Title X support, specifically Title X USC, Section 7013 Bravo, discussed in previous chapters, sets and maintains the theater, sets and supports operational areas, and provides continuity in actions to consolidate gains. A GCC may task the Theater Army to serve in a joint role or to form the nucleus of a joint headquarters. In addition, a GCC may task the Theater Army to form a Theater Joint Force Land Component Command, which is not in itself a joint role, but a means of improving synchronization and coordination among theater land forces. The Theater Army must be prepared to perform roles outside of its role as the ASCC to a GCC. Despite being designed for only that role and the functions previously discussed, although designed with a CCP, Theater Army utilization in joint roles requires the GCC to assume risk with respect to all other Theater Army functions. The Theater Army is designed to fulfill the Army service requirements in support of the specific GCC to which it is assigned. Army responsibilities to support joint forces and the GCCs are established by law under Title X and are further defined under related United States Army regulations. Therefore, the Army cannot unilaterally decide which of its Title X responsibilities it will or will not support. The Theater Army's primary role is as ASCC to its assigned GCC. The Theater Army cannot abandon or ignore its ASCC responsibilities, even temporarily, which severely limits its capability to simultaneously see two other joint operations. Theater armies are organized under a standard TOE, which provides the capability to perform all statutory service responsibilities in support of Army forces assigned to the GCC, as well as Army support to other services, United States government agencies, and coalition forces, as directed by the GCC. A separate table of distribution and allowances resources each theater army specific to the GCC it supports. Some AORs have large contingents of United States forces forward stationed or conducting training and other GCC-directed activities on a rotational basis. These conditions require a robust ASCC headquarters supported by an extensive communications network. Other Theater Army headquarters are supporting AORs and GCC requirements that might not include support for forward-stationed United States forces and security cooperation requirements on a reduced scale. These theater armies might not be resourced for some of the same functions as others and may not be manned with the same depth in some staff sections. A GCC may designate the Theater Army as the Theater Joint Force Land Component Command. Although a Joint Force Land Component Command in name, this headquarters is not a joint headquarters by design. It is specifically designed to coordinate and synchronize land forces for the GCC without an authorized JMD. Any joint augmentation required relies largely on ad hoc contributions from other services and the GCC and the relationship of the ASCC to the other service components in the GCC. In support of the joint force, The ASCC is the Army's representative to the GCC and is the principal advisor on the requirements and employment of Army forces in support of the GCC campaign plan, including the determination of land forces required to support various CON plans and O plans. The ASCC role is largely administrative, dominated by long-range planning, coordination of resources, and developing and implementing Army and GCC policies for land forces operating within the assigned AOR. While the Theater Army headquarters, like most headquarters, can be reorganized to perform roles beyond the scope of its original design, including C2 of Army or Joint Land Forces conducting operations of limited duration, scope, scale, and intensity. Theater Army is not designed to operate as the JTF, Joint Force Land Component Command, or R4 for LISCO. GCCs require their supporting ASCC headquarters to be resourced with an operational headquarters capability, an immediately deployable command post that can be dispatched to areas of concern or potential crisis action operations. The Theater Army TOE design includes a small deployable CCP. The Theater Army's CCP provides the combatant commander with C2 capabilities for crisis response and operations limited in scale, scope, intensity, and duration. This command post is a relatively lean, deployable element of the Theater Army headquarters, designed specifically to meet GCC requirements for operations on land. Joint Headquarters. The Army may provide a headquarters for joint land operations in the form of a Joint Force Land Component Command. In addition to a Joint Force Land Component Command, the GCC may task a headquarters to form the nucleus of a JTF to fill the needs of an emergent crisis, such as FHA, FDR, or a contingency operation. A joint headquarters mission, composition, and command relationships with its service component are based on existing and potential enemies, the nature of the crisis, and the time available to generate forces to address the problem. The preferred option to form a JTF or Joint Force Land Component Command is an Army Corps. However, not all corps are forward deployed. In an instance where a corps is not readily available, the Theater Army may be required to assume joint headquarters responsibilities for limited contingencies over short durations. The Theater Army CCP could be used to form the core headquarters of a JTF, or Joint Force Land Component Command. The GCC uses the Theater Army CCP as the core element of a JTF, or Joint Force Land Component Command, and augments it with additional personnel, either Army or other service, to accomplish the mission. Because of its established habitual internal staff working relationship, the CCP poses a viable option to support short notice or limited duration operations. The GCC may task the ASCC to provide an operational assessment team or similar ad hoc element to establish the initial core of an appropriate joint headquarters. This situation typically occurs during FHA or FDR emergencies in areas where no United States forces are stationed. The Theater Army CCP is capable of establishing a small forward command post to assess the situation, determine joint force requirements, and establish liaison with United States government and local authorities to coordinate relief operations. See JP3-31 and JP3-33 for more information on joint headquarters. Regardless of the type of joint headquarters and the nature of the headquarters tasked with filling that joint role, the transition to a joint headquarters is a challenge that a single service headquarters must plan and prepare for. The following discussion concerns various planning considerations identified by previous joint headquarters staffs and should provide an overview of common practices to meet the challenges early and successfully. Planning considerations. There are many challenges associated with forming and functioning as a joint headquarters. There is a significant cost in terms of manpower, equipment, training, time to form, and operating and leading in unified action partner operations. Commanders and staffs must plan for the transition and train the CCP to operate as the core command structure for a joint headquarters in order to accomplish the objectives as directed by the senior commander. The headquarters element assigned to become a JTF, or Joint Force Land Component Command, must plan on the transition to that type of headquarters. Having a base JMD linked to possible theater contingencies assists in this headquarters transition planning. Education of the ASCC and CCP staff on joint doctrine, terminology, the other agency's abilities, and building an understanding of the inherent value brought by other services and agencies is important. Additionally, conducting exercises and training opportunities with joint and interagency partners can build interoperability and habitual relationships between organizations. Training should focus on what the other services and agencies bring to the mission, as well as their unique requirements. The Joint Headquarters staff should reflect the size, composition, and capability of the assigned forces. The headquarters will be required to conduct detailed functional planning and execution. Normally, the Joint Force Land Component Commander will build his staff around the core of his existing service headquarters, with augmentees from the other service components or multinational forces to provide the necessary expertise and representation. As an example, when USERCENT forms the Joint Force Land Component Command for the U.S. CENTCOM, it is augmented by more than 100 Marines. The combined JTF / Joint Force Land Component Command headquarters should be structured with a command group, command staff, a robust plans team with near, mid, and long-term campaign planning, and an operations section, daily operations, information integration, operations synchronization, and coordination. There should be an interagency coordination and integration cell for agencies that do not have a daily role in the combined JTF / Joint Force Land Component Command Headquarters operations. Included as well is an intelligence fusion cell, intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance, cyber, information, and influencing operations, and a knowledge and information management section, network management, knowledge management, and assessments. See Appendix D of FM3-94, JP3-31, and JP3-33 for further information. Examples. The next section discusses examples of situations requiring the establishment of a JTF, or Joint Force Land Component Command. These two historical examples illustrate the formation of joint headquarters and the potential uses of the Theater Army and its CCP under similar circumstances. These examples examine Theater Army operations, both from the perspective of the ASCC in support of Army and joint forces operating in JOAs within an AOR, and as an R4 or JTF, directly commanding and controlling Army or joint forces conducting operations in a designated JOA. The Theater Army Headquarters with its organic CCP is simply one of several tools available to a GCC to address the operational C2 requirements across an AOR. Vignette. United States Army North as Joint Force Land Component Command for Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria. In response to Hurricane Harvey, Commander, U.S. NORTHCOM, designated Commander, USER North, in August 2017, as the Joint Force Land Component Command in lieu of being designated a JTF Commander. The use of USER North as a Joint Force Land Component Command had previously been utilized during Superstorm Sandy in 2012, and would remain the preferred organization construct for Hurricanes Irma and Maria. As the Theater Land Component Command, USER North successfully supported transitions between multiple missions during one of the busiest hurricane seasons on record. With additional authorities authorized by the U.S. NORTHCOM commander, USER North, as the Land Component Command, displayed the capabilities of that organization to accomplish its assigned mission within the Joint Doctrinal Framework. In August 2017, USER North deployed its CCP Forward Headquarters, Task Force 51, to Katy, Texas, in support of Hurricane Harvey response operations, while maintaining its main command post at USER North Headquarters in San Antonio, Texas. Working in conjunction with JTF Texas from the Texas National Guard, USER North coordinated the federal military response in support of the National Guard and the lead federal agency, Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. In addition to employment of a large-scale response by United States Army forces, a Marine Corps Special Purpose Marine Air Ground Task Force was attached under TACON to the Joint Force Land Component Command for employment. When Hurricane Irma landed in Florida in September 2017, Task Force 51 repositioned significant liaison elements to Florida in order to support JTF Florida from the Florida National Guard and FEMA disaster response operations. While simultaneously dealing with recovery from Hurricanes Harvey and Irma, USER North continued to support the United Nations General Assembly meeting, fighting wildfires in the western United States, and assisting Mexico with earthquake recovery. When Category 5 Hurricane Maria caused catastrophic damage on Puerto Rico and the United States Virgin Islands, United States Fleet Forces Command was initially designated as the Joint Force Maritime Component Command to provide a rapid response leveraging naval vessels with embarked Navy and Marine Corps forces. As understanding of the size and scope of the land devastation in Puerto Rico increased, on 27 September 2017, the U.S. NORTHCOM commander ordered the transition of responsibility as lead component from United States Fleet Forces Command, Joint Force Maritime Component Command, to the USER North Joint Force Land Component Command. This included attachment under TACON of some remaining Marine Corps capabilities. Because of the devastation and challenges that resulted from Hurricane Maria, Lieutenant General Buchanan, the Joint Force Land Component Command, and his main command post deployed to Puerto Rico. Despite the challenging and austere conditions, the Joint Force Land Component Command supported JTF Puerto Rico and local and federal organizations to provide life-saving support and assist in setting Puerto Rico on the path to recovery. Despite numerous competing events throughout fall 2017, USER North, as Joint Force Land Component Command, enabled by authorities from the commander of U.S. NORTHCOM, provided effective mission command of Title 10 DISCA forces to assist local, state, and federal organizations. Vignette. United States Army Central, as Joint Force Land Component Command, /JTF, in Operation Inherent Resolve. Following the 10 June 2014 seizure of the northern Iraqi city of Mosul by the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, known as ISIL, U.S. CENTCOM was directed to develop military options to help the government of Iraq defeat the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant and restore its territorial integrity. U.S. CENTCOM Commander General Lloyd Austin's initial priorities included establishing a joint operations center with the Iraqi security forces, assessing Iraq's ability to defend its capital, and determining the requirements to rebuild Iraq's military capability for a counter-offensive to secure Iraq. On 24 June, General Austin designated the commander of United States Army Central, Lieutenant General James Terry, as the JFLC and the supported commander for Operation Inherent Resolve. Over the next 2 months, the Joint Force Land Component Command would incorporate staff augmentation and military capabilities to build a coalition of over 60 nations, deploy an additional Joint Operations Center to Erbil, Joint Operations Center North, establish Iraqi security forces, build partner capacity centers at Besmaya, Taji, Erbil, and Al Asad, establish target engagement authority procedures for the employment of coalition air and long-range surface-to-surface fires, and assist the Iraqi security forces and Kurdish forces in rescuing thousands of ethnic Yazidis as they fled from the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. Additional combat capabilities and enabling forces, sustainment, medical, and attack aviation, deployed to Iraq from formations already in Kuwait in support of Operation Spartan Shield, under the OPCON of USERCENT as the theater army. On 17 September, U.S. CENTCOM designated the Joint Force Land Component Command as the Combined Forces Land Component Commander, CFLC, and directed the development of a JMD to transition the CFLC to a joint task force. The JMD was created to sustain a combined JTF while continuing theater army responsibilities for a command that was also designated as a Combined Joint Force Land Component Command by U.S. CENTCOM for operations in the JOA. The time frame from submission of the JMD until boots were on the ground was anticipated at 120 days from the Secretary of Defense's approval. To mitigate this gap, USERCENT was able to work with Joint Service Component Commands in theater, another USERCENT standing relationship, to assist with joint fills until the respective service headquarters could assess their requirements. Additionally, the JEX Joint Planning Support Element provided plans augmentation in for both the CFLC future plans and future operations cells. On 24 September, the headquarters of the 1st Infantry Division was ordered to Iraq to replace USERCENT elements, then employed in Baghdad and Erbil as the United States elements of the Joint Operations Centers. Now a subordinate JOA Joint Force Land Component Command, designated Joint Force Land Component Command Iraq, the division headquarters arrived and assumed its mission in late October. By 17 October, the original CFLC, the corps provided by the USERCENT headquarters, had been redesignated as Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve. By mid-2015, Operation Inherent Resolve had stabilized the situation in Iraq to the point where imminent collapse was averted, and newly regenerated Iraqi forces were back on the offensive against the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. On 19 September 2015, USERCENT conducted a transfer of authority of the mission to 3rd Corps. In the 15 months after designation as a joint force headquarters for Operation Inherent Resolve, USERCENT never relinquished any of its theater army responsibilities. Theater Joint Forces Land Component Command. The Theater Joint Force Land Component Command is a joint force land component command in the sense that it provides commanders a means of coordinating and synchronizing land forces in the GCC under a single component command. However, the Theater Joint Force Land Component Command is not joint in the sense that it comes with a JMD that sources the command. Whatever augmentation the ASCC receives for the Theater Joint Force Land Component Command comes from the other service components via coordination or due to GCC direction. The Theater Joint Force Land Component Command, in concept and application, provides authority to synchronize and coordinate the land domain. Prior to the establishment of a JOA or a subordinate JFC, the GCC may designate a Theater Joint Force Land Component Command for coordination and synchronization of operations across the AOR. The most likely candidate for a Theater Joint Force Land Component Commander is the GCC's Theater Army. Normally, the Theater Joint Force Land Component Command will be limited to coordinating authority over other land components and provide the GCC with a means to synchronize land force activities. This includes the initial development of an accurate, timely, and persistent common operational picture of all land force activities occurring through the theater. This enhances effectiveness and creates efficiencies across the land domain. The primary responsibilities of the Theater Joint Force Land Component Command may include, but are not limited to, developing the Joint Land Operations Plan, developing O plans, or operation orders, in support of the GCC's concept of operations, and optimizing the operations of task-organized land forces, providing pre-hostility coordination with other theater-level functional components, advising the GCC on the prioritization and allocation of land force capabilities, maintaining a land domain common operational picture for inclusion into the joint operational common operational picture, providing general support to subordinate commanders and JTFs within the AOR, conducting and coordinating land component planning, tracking key leader engagements, tracking land-based operations, actions, and activities, conducting JRSOI for land forces, conducting personnel recovery in support of joint land operations and for isolating events occurring within assigned operational area or as tasked by the GCC. In the case of joint operations of Homeland Defense and DISCA in CONUS, the designation of a Joint Force Land Component Command to provide coordination for unity of effort between state-formed JTFs has become a recurring requirement. A Theater Joint Force Land Component Command commander, normally USER North, is a command option used by U.S. NORTHCOM to provide C2 for Title 10 land operations for DISCA. This option provides for a single Title 10 functional component headquarters capable of providing general support to achieve unity of effort between federal and state response forces. See JP3-31 for additional responsibilities. To operationalize the Theater Joint Force Land Component Command, USERPAC established the Theater Joint Force Land Component Command Coordination Center. With the change of U.S. Indo-PACOM and service component leadership over time, the Theater Joint Force Land Component Command role has evolved to Commander USERPAC, remaining as the Theater Joint Force Land Component Command, but with reduced involvement of the other service components with land activities as only supporting commands. Commander USERPAC, as the Theater Joint Force Land Component Command, does focus on coordination for DISCA as evidenced in support to Typhoon Yutu in Guam in November 2018, land-based homeland defense planning and exercises, and continued synchronization of land component activities. The challenge of unity of effort remains with only coordination authority for day-to-day operations. But in crisis response and contingency planning, U.S. Indo-PACOM and its service components value the synchronization that the Theater Joint Force Land Component Command provides to maximize use of joint land capabilities. Large-scale combat operations. The Theater Army is not designed to operate as the JTF, Joint Force Land Component Command, or R4 for LISCO. Rather, the Theater Army provides the Title 10 support discussed in previous chapters, sets and maintains the theater, sets and supports operational areas, and provides continuity for activities that consolidate gains. See Chapter 7. Were a Theater Army to assume responsibility for joint roles, the GCC would have to assume risk with respect to all other Theater Army functions. By contrast, the Army Corps headquarters is designed to C2 land forces in LISCO and or rapidly transition to a JTF headquarters for operations and is the Army's headquarters of choice for these roles and missions. It should be noted that while Army Division headquarters have capabilities similar to those of the Corps and can also serve as the base organization to build JTF or Joint Force Land Component Command headquarters, the higher grade structure, larger comparative staff with appropriate skill sets, organic equipment, and lower dependencies of the core makes it the headquarters of choice to form a JTF. Under a certain very specific set of circumstances, the Theater Army could be the logical choice to form the Joint Force Land Component Command for a limited duration, LISCO. For example, during Operation Iraqi Freedom in 2003, U.S. CENTCOM remained the JFC with very heavy augmentation for the invasion of Iraq. In this case, the only logical choice for the component commands under the JTF were the existing service components of the GCC. With the creation of an operational command post, RCENT/3rd Army, as the ASCC/Theater Army to U.S. CENTCOM, became the logical multi-corps CFLIC for the coalition. This, however, should serve as an exception to the preferred headquarters of choice for a JTF or Joint Force Land Component Command in theater. Although Operation Iraqi Freedom was LISCO in form and function, the GCC had to assume risk in all other lines of effort, specifically Afghanistan, for the duration of the fight. As it was, the duration of the ground occupation of Iraq beyond 15 June 2003 necessitated the return of RCENT to Kuwait, as its continued focus on Iraq placed all of the support provided by the ASCC to the JOA and the entire AOR at risk. The Theater Army is designed to perform the functions of the ASCC to the GCC, including the Title 10, ADCON, Common User Logistics, and Army Executive Agent responsibilities. These responsibilities extend to the support of any JOAs opened within the AOR, including theater opening and ASOS. As discussed in Chapter 4, Title 10 responsibilities consume the bulk of the staff and administrative capabilities of the Theater Army. Title 10 is the statutory and primary role of the ASCC, regardless of additional tasks or responsibilities in a contingency. Designation as a Joint Force Land Component Command, or JTF, does not remove the Title 10 responsibility of the Theater Army. This is another primary reason that the preferred Joint Force Land Component Command, or JTF, Corps Headquarters, if an Army unit, is a Corps. LISCO often requires the Army to conduct land operations with multiple corps-sized formations, either as part of a mature theater of war or under a joint or multinational command. LISCO may require a field army or equivalent headquarters to see to multiple Army Corps and a Marine Expeditionary Force. Existing headquarters, such as a Corps headquarters with augmentation, could form the Field Army Headquarters. See Appendix A for more information about field armies.